96.7.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, November 21st. Currently with fair skies, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 55%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 10 degrees and the wind chill is 16 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Two men were taken away on Sunday in Junction City, one in a police car, one in an ambulance. Mark Wilson has more.
One man is hospitalized and another arrested following an alleged stabbing that took place this weekend in Junction City. Officers were called on Sunday to the 400 block of West 18th Street. When they arrived, they located a 31-year-old man suffering from a stab wound. The victim is currently in critical condition at Stormont Vale Hospital. Alexis Mims of Junction City has been arrested on charges of aggravated battery and attempted murder.
Thanks, Mark. The Kansas State Fair will have a special Cyber Monday online-only deal next week, beginning at 8 a.m. on November 28th. Wristbands that allow for unlimited rides at the State Fair in 2023 will be $25. Those are normally $35. There's a limit of 10. And for each wristband you buy, you'll get a voucher that can be exchanged at any Midway ticket booth for the wristband. You can sign up for the promo code on the Kansas State Fair website. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. As the drought continues to intensify across Kansas, many farmers have struggled to keep their crops alive amid the scarce water supply. The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Water Resources encourages water right owners to be alert to their water use for 2022 and to consider applying for a multi-year flex account or MYFA if they believe they may exceed their annual water use allocation for this year. Rather than operating on an annual basis with the quantity of water defined by the water right, a MYFA temporarily replaces the water right with a 5-year quantity to be used as needed in response to growing season conditions. This option has been available to water users since 2012, providing flexibility by allowing the water right holder to exceed their annual authorized quantity in any year, but restricts total pumping over the 5-year period. To sign up for a MYFA that will include the 2022 pumping season, water right owners should contact or go to their regional Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources field office before the end of the year. An application must be filed on or before December 31st of the year of the MYFA term for which the application is being made. A MYFA is just one of the tools that farmers can use in their efforts to best manage their water. In addition to the flexibility provided by the MYFA option, farmers are also encouraged to consider water conservation practices, such as drought-tolerant crop varieties, cropping patterns, water conservation areas, and irrigation technologies, such as soil moisture probes, mobile drip irrigation systems, remote monitoring systems, and more. By implementing the water conservation tools available, producers can work together to extend the long-term viability of the Ogallala Aquifer, which supplies water to the western third of the state. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources oversees water appropriation, including annual water use affiliated with water rights. For more information about the benefits of a MYFA and how to apply, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov KansasInsurance.com/MYFA. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt unveiled the annual overview of the health insurance market in Kansas, and this annual report details the 2023 Kansas Health Insurance Market Marketplace. Several of the enhancements Kansans can expect to see in the 2023 marketplace include the addition of a new health insurance company, the addition of 5 new individual health insurance plan options on the marketplace, and the addition of 3 new dental insurance plans. Commissioner Schmidt stated that because more options will be available on the 2023 marketplace for Kansans to choose from, the additional health plans will help many Kansans find a plan that best fits their needs. The open enrollment period for Kansans will be started on November 1st and will run through January 15th, though Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective on January 1st need to enroll by December 15th, as health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on the 2023 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace and open enrollment, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. Fort Hays State University's Admissions Office and the Department of Teacher Education recently hosted the 4th annual Future Educators Day. This event brings together area high school students interested in the teaching profession and the best teachers in Kansas, and it aims to inspire the next generation of teachers through personal interactions, discussions, and examples of dynamic teaching. This year's event brought a record-breaking 108 students, numerous teachers, and other guests from 25 area high schools to the Fort Hays State University campus. These potential future educators, the high school juniors and seniors, had the opportunity to observe and interact with the Kansas Teacher of the Year team, learn about teacher preparation at Fort Hays State University, meet with department representatives, and explore their programs, as well as participate in scholarship drawings. In Nebraska news, the Hall County Sheriff's Office reported that on Wednesday, investigators from the FBI Elder Justice Task Force in San Diego County, California, arrested Constance Reimers, 65, of Grand Island, in an elder financial exploitation case. Reimers was arrested on suspicion of one count of theft by deception of more than $5,000, and she was also arrested on a warrant out of Hall County for conspiracy to commit theft by deception of more than $5,000. And both charges are felony offenses. While some victims have been identified, the sheriff's office suspects that more victims exist throughout Nebraska and in other states, and the office asks that any victim of elder financial exploitation to come forward. A hunting accident on Saturday morning left a 22-year-old Omaha man with injuries that were not life-threatening, and this was the second hunting accident reported in 2 days in Nebraska and the third reported this year. This incident happened around 7:30 a.m. southeast of Utan along the Platte River. An official said the initial review of the scene showed that the victim was unintentionally shot in the hands by another member of the hunting party, and he was taken to Bergen Mercy Medical Center in Omaha. 8 hunting accidents were reported in the state in 2021, and 5 were reported in 2020. According to the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, following the 4 primary rules of firearm safety greatly reduces the risk of personal injury, and they include to treat every firearm as if it's loaded, always point the muzzle of your firearm in a safe direction, be sure of your target, what's in front of it, and what's beyond it, keep your finger outside of the trigger guard until you're ready to fire. The commission added that since the introduction of mandatory hunter education and hunter orange requirements in Kansas, annual hunting accidents have decreased by over 70%. The Saunders County Sheriff's Office assisted at the scene, and the shooting remains under investigation by Game and Parks. For more information on hunter education courses, you can visit the commission's website, outdoornebraska.gov. A Hastings man charged in connection to a fire at Landmark Implement earlier this year has pled not guilty. According to the Adams County District Court records, on Thursday, Mitchell Linder, 31, entered a written plea of not guilty to charges of second-degree arson and criminal mischief, more than $5,000. The charges stem from an investigation into the July 13th fire at Landmark Implement at 4815 West Highway 6 near Hastings. The fire was determined to be a crime of arson, and investigators developed information that Linder, a former employee of Landmark Implement, was allegedly responsible for the fire. The fire damages are estimated at around $6 million, and investigators arrested Linder on August 18th without incident. Linder's next court hearing is scheduled for 10 a.m. on January 3rd, with the jury set to begin on February 13th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the November 16, 2022 Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Council President Dennis Gilhausen presiding. The council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the November 2nd, 2022 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were two building permits presented for approval. John Sanders was in and requested a meeting with the City Land Bank for property located at the corner of Grant and Wilton with the intentions of developing the lot. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to schedule a land bank meeting for 5:45 p.m. on December 7th of 2022. Reva Benin was in and stated that Norton Pride and the Trees of Tomorrow Board are having a holiday tree decorating contest. Reva then reported that she met with the Norton Recreation Commission and they've agreed to financially assist with the Station 15 Park Exercise Path Project. The next step is to put the community health improvement plan of the Norton County Regional Health Foundation, which needs to take place in December. Norton Chief of Police Gerald Culliber announced that Jay Sharp has promoted to Assistant Police Chief, and Jay's wife, Allie Sharp, then pinned his new badge. A public hearing was then called to order regarding two pre-applications filed with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development for Finance Assistance to acquire and or develop a police vehicle and generator. There were no comments or questions from the public, so the public hearing was closed at 5:41 p.m. City Administrator James Maru reported that the structure located at 1006 A and B Kennedy has been removed. Gerald Jones reported that the Utility Committee met again to discuss the city's purchasing of excess power that is generated by renewable energy sources by residential customers. After the committee reviewed the process for the purchasing of excess power produced by renewable energy, it was discovered that contract with the city's electric provider forbids the city from entering into agreements with other entities for the repurchasing of power for the city. And with that, the city would have to renegotiate their contract if they would want to pursue purchasing renewable energy from customers. The committee felt that that would not be in the best interest of the city and has decided to not take further action on the matter. At 5:45 p.m., Council President Dennis Gilhausen called to order the hearing regarding the dangerous and unfit structure located at 708 West North Street. City Code Inspector Jeff Wolf started the hearing by presenting and reviewing photos he took of the property showing the condition and environmental code violations. The property owner, Warren Francis, stated that he has not been able to make improvements to the condition of the property due to putting in long hours at work. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to give Mr. Francis until June 1st of 2023 to make the improvements. The vote was taken and the motion carried, and the hearing ended at 6:02 p.m. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to waive the third formal reading of Ordinance 1757, which is an ordinance adopting Chapter 14, Article 7, pertaining to the operation of golf carts within the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1, with Robert Bowman voting no. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Ordinance 1757. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed the animal control officer position, dispatch services, and code enforcement. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to authorize the city attorney to send a letter to the Norton County Dispatch regarding the current agreement in place. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on December 5th of 2022, and Dennis Gilhausen scheduled a Finance Committee meeting for 9 a.m. on November 23rd of 2022. Dennis Gilhausen then presented a resolution correcting the city's pay scale. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 24-2022, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 22 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:12 p.m. The Norton County Hospital wants to remind the public of their closings for Thanksgiving. The Norton Medical Clinic will be closed, and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will also be closed Thursday, November 24th for Thanksgiving. You need to plan your appointments, prescription pills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. Funeral services for Wilma Wiseman, 88, of Norton, will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, November 25th at the funeral home, Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held before the service from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Christian Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Funeral services for William Butch Cochran of Norton will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, November 22nd, at the First Church of God in Norton. Burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to Plummer Gobber Funeral Home to help with the funeral expenses and may be sent to Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have macaroni and cheese, Little Smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shepherd's pie, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 58, with a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming east in the afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 17 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 59 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 20. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 60. On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, it should be sunny with a high near 52 and breezy. On Friday, sunny with a high near 61. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 60. And on Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with fair skies, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 55%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 10 degrees, and the wind chill is 16 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. It is 8:24.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs got a 30-27 win on Sunday Night Football over the LA Chargers, and it happened thanks to extensive defensive performance there on the final drive of the game, where Chris Jones got a sack and Nick Bolton got an interception. Speaking after the game, defensive lineman Chris Jones discussed his defensive performance as a whole, and also as well how the young guys for the defense have performed and stepped up in crucial moments on the year, and how important that's going to make their development going on down the line.
I think it's more so being resilient as a team. Got a lot of young guys, you know, and we've had to ask a lot of young guys to step up in roles that, you know, they're not familiar with, and they've answered that. Nick Bolton have a huge role from last year, and a lot of guys just stepped up for this defense and for this team also, you know, and we've been very fortunate with that. Everyone is healthy so far, so knock on wood, and we're just going to keep on driving.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Each day we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.com.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
We'll be warming up as we get into the weekend, but we will have some cloud cover hanging around today, along with cold temperatures as high pressure from the northern Rockies moves in. The weekend weather pattern should be fair. We'll be getting sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, and that'll let the daytime highs warm up a little bit. Saturday looks fair and breezy with reinforcing high pressure moving in from the Intermountain states, and it will be a little bit warmer. Then we'll start to feel the warmer temperatures a little bit more for Sunday with some 50s returning to parts of our state. On the